Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Mueller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip. How are you doing, young man?
Good. Thanks for gracing us with your presence today. We appreciate that.
I've been busy.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't mean to sound surprised, but nonetheless.
You had a good weekend?
It was a good weekend. Good. We went to a family wedding out of state and really enjoyed it. As I showed you, I sent you a little video of the mariachi band.
I didn't see you dancing, though.
I did dance a little bit to the mariachi band. Absolutely. Why? You know, I didn't know exactly what I was doing, but...
Does it matter?
The music that they're playing was very similar to a polka, so like a Tex-Mex kind of little deal there, and got out there.
So if you didn't know what you're doing, you're right there with your...
Absolutely.
So just want to make sure that's clear.
Yes. And then I was going to mention, too, I got kicked really badly. Well, it's not over yet, but it is, basically.
Yeah, don't even go there.
Fantasy football.
Yeah, we're both 0-2, buddy.
Dual threat Michael Hernan, 1,085. The Phil Knee team, 682.
Hey, what did Refs Gone Wild get there?
I don't know. I don't have the league pulled up. I just was going to mention.
You have yours. You have.
I like beat him in everything except some of the wide receivers and his kicker. Got like 300 points. He had a Houston kicker against the Bears last night.
But is that kicker not amazing?
He is, but I thought...
So just remember.
All I can tell you is Greg Zuerlein of the Jets is going to get cut today from Phil's team because he stinks. He ain't getting me any points. What's going on?
But those kickers, you know, where they get a... Every yard they kick is a point.
Right. That's how we have it set up.
Yeah, so this is a high-scoring league. A lot of people don't play that. Like, what are we? But we have high-scoring league.
How did the Refs Gone Wild do?
Well, we got beat.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who beat you, Joanne?
No, Bo.
Oh, Bo did.
Yeah, okay. It's 1,073 to 844.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
It wasn't quite as bad as my Alabama Badger scenario that I went through, but you still got beat bad. Sorry.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. My two favorite teams won on Saturday.
Did they?
Yep. Arkansas and whoever plays the Badgers.
Hey, now watch it.
You know that, though.
I'm fighting words.
Alabama's a good football team.
Yeah, they are.
But you can't give them.
Well.
You can't give the ball away.
You got to play mistake-free football if you're going to stay in it. And losing your quarterback right away didn't help either. But,
well. Well, you know.
The Packers won anyway.
The Packers won. That was kind of shocking that they played so well.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy, here comes
Here's
somebody
going to
brag.
I'm not bragging, but, you know, you need to give the updates for all the teams. You know,
not really.
Chris and I.
Well, are you winning, I'm assuming?
I'm assuming you're winning.
You wouldn't have come in here if you were.
I'm winning. I still have one player to play tonight, and Chris has two players play. I lead 10-56 to 6-8.
Yeah, she's a winner.
She's winning. My goodness.
You know,
she wins every year. Why do we even have a league?
You know what? Just go back to your office.
Every year. And she wins the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
You know, I study it. I said, you know. And
she
then
probably goes, all right, the Longhorns can beat the Razorbacks because the Longhorns have
longer horns.
Yes. That's how they go in. Or she'll go, you know what? I really like that color.
Well, right.
I'm going to pick puke green to win it all.
Right.
All you do is you put a dartboard up with names and you just shoot at it.
I understand that, but the way you shoot, you won't even hit anything.
That's right. I tell you,
it's the closest one.
We're going to have to start playing like Joanne.
Maybe we have our secret league where she's not even invited.
Well, I don't know. That wouldn't be fair.
The anti-Granny Joanne league.
Okay.
Anyway, so I did volleyball on Saturday over in Waterloo, Iowa.
Waterloo.
Yeah, that's a good jaunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I had the late game on Friday night with River Valley and Broadhead Mount Juno, which is a great ball game.
Right.
I get home, about 11, get in bed at 11:30, and alarm clock rings at 4:45.
Ooh. Kind of sounds like Phil Knee hours.
Because I have a two-hour trip to Waterloo.
Lovely.
And so I was 4 hours in the car just on Saturday.
Mm.
So
you weren't your effervescent self Saturday.
Oh, I was. You know, you had to be. If not, the coaches were all over you.
Oh.
Which is fine. Mm-hmm. It is. I understand people go, yeah, you can't yell at officials. But you know what? I'm just going to tell you how I feel, Phil. Hank's thought of the day. Yeah, you ready for this? If, when you sign a high school contract to officiate a sport, okay, you're going to have to take some ribbing. And I don't mean that you have to take swear words and stuff like that. But, some, you know, coaches are coaches. They're competitors. They're and they always stick up for their teams. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if a coach sees, if they think I made a bad call, they're going to question my call.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
No, no. As long as they do it respectfully.
But most coaches do it respectfully, you know. And you have those one or two people in the bleachers that makes it look bad for everybody, and that's not the case. So because there's good people out there that can question officials, and they do it in a respectful way. So, but you know, you cross the line.
Oh, Waterloo. Where were you? Waterloo. Did you meet your Waterloo in Waterloo?
No. Oh, no, okay. No. Friday night, there was a trainer that was kicked out of a ball game around the area.
Oh, no.
So, unreal.
Oh, well, they were right on top of it. So,
well, they were on top of something. So, but anyway, did you find any jokes?
Joke dated. Well, not too many. How can you tell when you're in a vampire bakery?
I don't know.
All the jelly's been sucked out of the donuts.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so.
R&WRCO kitchen, Joanne. Hey, why is the baby ant so confused, Philip?
I don't know.
Because all of his uncles are ants.
No! Oh! That's a sixth grade comedy club there.
Do you think Jeff and Angie really think that we come up with good jokes down at Chet's?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't asked them.
Well, why? I don't want to get hurt.
Well, Chet Sumwell set the bar really high.
Yes.
And so we're just trying to get there, but.
Yeah. Hey, what happened? Or so how does the man in the moon get his hair clipped? His haircut?
I don't know.
He eclipses it.
Ah, ah. Ooh, boo.
They're not getting any better.
Why was the sand wet?
Because the water got on it.
Because the seaweed. Yes. Sixth grade comedy.
Not any better here.
No.
Well, she leaves me with the feeling that when we bury the hatchet, she'll mark the exact spot.
Speaking from experience, are you, Hank?
No comment.
All right. We'll be right back with a final word and Hank's kicker after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Hank, over the weekend, I heard that a telemarketer called Chuck Norris.
Oh, really? You know
that? Telemarketer ended up ordering entire DVD collection of Walker, Texas Ranger, and three copies of his book. Could you imagine that?
You do want that, right, sir? No, you do want that, right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Right. You don't mess with Chuck Norris.
No.
So. Chuck Norris actually has another hand in his beard. He actually has three hands.
He does.
Yeah. One in his beard, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And if you don't believe me, why don't you ask him?
It's a lot easier to screen those calls, though, now.
Now I just hit. But I've noticed lately in the last couple, 3 or 4 days, there have been all Wisconsin calls, telemarketers, and they've been using other, like, local phone numbers.
Right. Yeah, that happens. I've done that. I've skipped calls, and then all of a sudden I realize, oh, that's somebody that I should. But if they want me, they're going to leave a message or leave a callback number, right?
You usually call them back and go, this number is no longer in
touch. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, how do you do that? It was like 3 seconds ago. a man goes to see his divorce lawyer.
You speaking from experience?
Yeah. We'll say yes.
Okay, all right.
A man goes to see his divorce lawyer. How much do you charge, he asks? $1,000 for 3 questions, replies the lawyer. Isn't that a bit steep? The man asks, yes, replies the lawyer. Now, what's your 3rd question?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Was that the kicker?
No.
Oh, okay. Let me brace myself.
This ain't the kicker either. Why did
Beethoven?
What is Beethoven?
Beethoven.
Beethoven, get rid of his chickens.
That's funnier than the joke.
Oh, boy.
I guess I don't know.
Because all they said was, bark, 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 bark.
Oh, Hank. Yeah. Oh, man.
All right, the speeding driver. A man is speeding down a highway when he gets pulled over by a cop. The officer comes up to the car and says, do you have any idea how fast you were going? The man replies, I'm sorry. I was rushing to a lecture about the negative impacts of alcohol abuse and importance of staying within the law. Intrigued, the officer asks, really? Who's giving that lecture at this time of night? The man smirks and says, my wife. That was it, young man. Jokes are all out.
Oh, man, I can't believe it.
I mean, I could come up with some more, but yeah, I'd hate to mess up Beethoven's wife.
Beethoven. Oh, well, Hank. Well, yeah, better luck next time.
Well, it's like this, Phil. When I talk, it's like it isn't a conversation, it's a filibuster. Have a great day. Be kind.
Yes, absolutely. Filibuster, no pun intended, right? Yep. We'll be back with birthdays and anniversaries next.